98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East with the Best Mix in the Morning Show and your Coast Social Network on the air, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every Wednesday morning, we speak with our friends from Berrien Community Foundation. Susan Matheny is the program manager at BCF, and we're also joined today by some special guests that we'll introduce in just a moment, including David Bunty of Chickaming Township and Joanne Fisher of the Village of Michiana. But first, we'll start with Susan and talk a bit about a subject we've talked about before, and that is the William J. Deputy Grant winners and what kind of person Bill Deputy happened to be, because he was a pretty awesome person for the South County area, right?
Oh, he was. Bill Deputy was really a leader in New Buffalo and Harbor Country area. He was a member of the Yacht Club and the New Buffalo Harbor Commission. But really, more importantly, even he was a quiet philanthropist. He cared so much about the growth of his community and the people who live there. Bill particularly had a heart for the waterfront areas, but he also really just wanted to support projects that benefited all of the communities of Harbor Country. So when he passed in 2008, he left a legacy gift to the community that really continues to support the community today.
And remind people, Susan, a bit about what a legacy gift really is, because it is pretty important to a lot of what BCF does to help, again, meet those needs with resources.
Yes, a legacy gift is really simply a gift that's left through your will or your estate. We work with individuals to help them create their own charitable legacies the way that they want them to be, so that they're created to accomplish their personal charitable goals. So for Bill Deputy, he wanted a charitable legacy of supporting Harbor Country, and this is how he came to have the Deputy Grant. So Deputy Grant, more specifically, is open to all municipalities in Harbor Country, and they can apply for projects that they're doing in their communities. So you can see municipalities, but also nonprofits that partner with municipalities doing projects through the Deputy Grant.
And we have two such entities that are with us today, and they include, again, Joanne Fisher from the Village of Michiana. And we'll start with you, Joanne. Tell us a bit about the project that the Village of Michiana is going to be utilizing these grant dollars from the Deputy Fund.
Well, Michiana is really excited. We have Lakeshore Drive, which runs along the length of Lake Michigan here in Michiana. And we do have some seating there at where there's access to the beaches, but we wanted to add more, particularly in the evening when a lot of people go down to look at the sunset. But it will also be used during the day when people are doing their daily walking and stuff, so they have a place to rest or to talk to their friends in the community. So we're really excited about getting some more benches for Lakeshore Drive.
That does sound pretty awesome. And you know, was this your first time in the Village of Michiana winning this grant, and how easy was it to apply?
It was our first time, and we were in the process of looking for grants for a different project. We're in the updating our park. And when we saw the Deputy Fund and the fact that it was for the waterfront, we knew we had to do Lakeshore Drive. And it was pretty simple application. We just put together a letter and we sent it in with a few estimates, and we won. So it's the first time.
Fantastic. And on the Chickaming Township end of things, David Bunty is here from Chickaming Township. Tell us a bit about the project that's going on in Chickaming.
Well, we were fortunate enough also to be the other recipient. Thank you to the Berrien Community Foundation and the William Deputy Fund. We are our second application, I believe, in trying to get grant awards through this project. It was the Union Pier Banner Program. If you have been driving down Red Arrow Highway in the past couple of years, you may have noticed major reconstruction being done in Union Pier. We've been working on that project since the summer of 2018, early 2018. And the culmination of that, we're putting up some banners to welcome people to the new Union Pier, the streetscape and the improvements in the trailhead and restroom building. And we applied for the grant in order to put those banners up, get the hardware and the banners produced and installed. And that's what we were fortunate enough to get awarded that funds for. So it's a great project.
And, you know, you answered a bit here, but Chickaming Township has actually won the Deputy Grant before. But, you know, in general, how nice is it to have this opportunity for municipalities to have access to grant funds like this to do special projects that, you know, may be harder to just throw into a budget, for example?
I think they're all hard to throw into a budget, to be honest. So any options that we can find or resources available to us that we could apply for that support our communities is welcome. And we're thrilled to be able to be a part of it. And everything that the Barron Community Foundation offers is fantastic for Barron County.
Well, thank you to David and Joanne for joining us to tell those stories about their individual municipalities. And Susan, we'll come back to you for a moment and talk a bit about how folks can talk to you and the staff at Barron Community Foundation to maybe establish their own legacy gift or apply for the deputy fund.
Sure. These grants every year are made possible by the Life End Gift made by Bill Deputy, who loved his community and wanted to make an impact there forever. BCF can help people make this kind of an impact in their communities by supporting the charitable areas that they love. So if you wanted to find out more about leaving a legacy or supporting charitable work, you can call our offices and talk to our president, Lisa Cripps Downey, at 269-983-3304, or you can visit our website to learn more about the work we do. And of course, if you are looking to learn more about grants and scholarships and all the other programs that help fund great things in our community, feel free to give me a call at the same number or find me on our website. I can, I'm easy to reach there. So we're happy to talk about any of your goals for the community.
All right. Thanks very much to Susan Matheny from BCF, as well as David Bunty from Chickaming Township, Joanne Fisher from the Village of Michiana as well, for joining us here on the Coast Social Network this morning. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.